Hey there, and happy Wednesday, everyone, and welcome to Be a Warrior podcast. I am your host and an above-knee amputee, Angie Huser. It's that time once again to unleash the warrior within you. Are you ready? Then let's get started. Hey everyone, and welcome back to Be a Warrior podcast. And if it's your first time, thank you for joining us. I really hope you glean some sort of information out of this that either inspires you, helps you, or makes you ask even more questions, which you should be doing. So hopefully it empowers you to kind of go after what you want and need in life, no matter what your circumstances are that you're going through. Now, most of my podcasts I try to do geared towards amputee life because I can speak to that being an above knee amputee since 2018. But in that same breath, I have only been an amputee since 2018, and my experience is limited to the 5 years that I have gone through it. What I can tell you is I will never assume what somebody else is going through on this podcast. I will only tell you what I've experienced and how I've dealt with something, and thus it makes it more a personal journey that might be able to help you. Today being no different. Now, I'll tell you really quick what I've been doing the last 5-6 days is every year, the last 3 years, I have joined the Rucksack Challenge for Mission 22, which helps with veteran suicide awareness and helping the families and the veterans through programs and medication and things like that. And I think it's a worthy cause because our vets do so much for us and our freedoms that, and quite frankly, I don't know how many times a week I get asked if I serve just because I have an amputation. And no, you don't have to serve to lose your leg or a limb. You know, people lose it from cancer and diabetes, car accidents and motorcycle accidents. Mine happened to be a karate accident that 5 years of bad surgeries and hyperscarring blood clot led me to amputate, which did give me my life back. But when I talk about things, I really try to only go in the scope that I can handle and that I understand and that I can speak to. And that is, I am an above knee amputee, left side, and I have 5 years of experience. So just know that it's on the table and you understand. Now, today I want to talk about a word that kind of grates on my nerves. And the reason I bring this up and I brought up the rucksack challenge is the rucksack challenge is 48 miles with a rucksack on your back. If you don't know what a rucksack is, think about any movies you might have seen or real life where you've seen soldiers with huge packs on their back, right? Well, those are rucksacks. And that is everything they need, which helps them with training and getting fit for fighting for battle. And a lot of army training, and they go through that using the rucksack. I'm very limited. I did not serve, but I do this with Mission 22 the last 3 years now, where we raise funds, and it's a way for me to push my limits physically and mentally to get out and get 48 miles, legitimate miles, like I'm trying to walk, not just day to day, counting my steps from the moment I get up in the morning until I go to bed, but literally getting out and walking for exercise. And I have to get 48 miles in. And when I'm in there, in that mode, I can tell you that some of the hardest moments that I have experienced as an amputee happened then. Now, I will tell you also that I love doing all sorts of activities. So I'm out and about doing everything I can get my hands on and try as an adaptive athlete. Walking, I hate. Walking sucks. Not normal walking, not going to the grocery store, walking around my house, cleaning up puppy toys everywhere, but good, honest, I'm going out for exercise kind of walks. Those I hate. I thought it was because it was a treadmill. No, it doesn't matter. Like I would think it would be nice, but where I'm at in Arizona, I'm close to foothills, so we have a lot of up and down roads. I love getting my miles in hiking, But due to the fact that I look like an easy target hiking, and I usually have two little dogs with me, and we've had some issues with women going missing hiking alone, I'm not doing that. So I take, you know, pepper spray or bear spray, my dogs. I don't listen to music when I'm out and about. And I take to the roads and pray to God that I don't get hit by a car because they're not paying attention. So one thing or the other I'm having to watch out for. But since I've been doing that this year, and I know it's every year, but it's fresh in my mind. And I have noticed that there's good days and there's bad days, just like everybody has, right? But when it comes to being an amputee, I can tell you that I never know what it's going to be. So it's kind of funny. I'm a planner. I love making sure that everything is, I have dates and things set up so that I know when I'm doing something, whatever, with my family, my husband, with friends, if I'm going to my horse, if I'm working out. If I don't have it planned before the morning comes, my morning gets kind of deflated and I really don't get anything done. I don't know if you're like that. That's me. So when I go to go walking, I usually tell my husband I really don't want him to go with me because if I'm having a bad day, I'm not fun to be around trying to walk and grit through it. If I'm having a great day, nothing will stop me because I know that tomorrow isn't promised. Okay, so you get where I'm going with this. Well, in the 5 days that I have been rucking, my first day I did my heaviest sack on my back, which is almost 30 pounds of extra weight on a big, huge backpack, and two small dogs, one being only 17 weeks old, and she's still trying to figure out which way is forward. So I can tell you right now, when I have them on my left side, and that's where my prosthetic is, if they try to cut me off, it's ugly. So there's a lot of work there, and that's another reason why I go out and I get activity, because it also wears out the dogs, and that gives me peace when I come home, especially with a 17-week dog. And so this week I started out, I did that. Instantly, I did probably about 2 miles that day, and I rubbed for the first time in forever. Because of the weight, my skin was pinching at the top of my socket, and I have a nice, probably 2-inch long raw mark up at the top of my socket. And every time I go out walking and putting it on every day, I keep rubbing it. Okay. So the second day I decided, well, I will keep my pack together, but I'll take the dumbbell out that I put in there. So it's still weighted. It's probably more like 15 to 20 pounds versus 30, but it's still weighted, but it was so much easier. I mean, so much easier. And I went out, and that day I felt great. Now, I will tell you, in my house before going, I told my husband this isn't going to be a long walk because my toes are already feeling tingly and numb, which means my nerves are hitting the bottom of my socket, and that's not going to be good on pavement. And honest to God truth, I get out there. The first part of the hike or walk was not great, the first 0.4. When I took a break at 0.4 and just stretched things out a little bit, gave the dog some water, everything went away, all the pain and discomfort. And I rocked it. I almost hit 3 miles. I haven't done 3 miles solid in a very long time because I just have no desire to walk 3 miles. I will hike it, but not walk. Now, that was that day. The very next day, I'm getting ready to go out later in the afternoon. I'm just going to do like 1.5 miles into our little town of Carefree and back home. I decided that my leg feels like it's not on totally the way I want, and I never shift it. This is why. I took it off, I put it back on, and I must have hit a different nerve. And that was the most excruciating pain walking to town and back that I've had in a very long time. I mean, everything you could possibly hate about walking just amplified 1,000 times. It hurt so bad that I literally got out of my community, and we're only the second house in, went around the corner and didn't even make it to the first block when I thought, just turn back, it doesn't matter. And that's when mental toughness starts to kick in, and I have to have a conversation with myself internally that says, you know what, you're doing this because there are men and women that are fighting every day their mental sickness. this is the time for you to dig the deepest you could possibly dig and kick some ass. It was so hard to convince myself. And I kept going, just slow and steady, slow and steady. You got this. So those are the words that I'm thinking to myself and using my dogs as a distraction, teaching my puppy how to walk straight. And when she did, praising her. So positive words coming out of my mouth. Good job, heel, good girl. So anything to stay positive, right? Oof. And then they'd see another dog and start barking, and that would just put me in a tailspin. I can't even begin to tell you. When you're fighting that kind of pain and then fighting to pull your dogs back, and I don't have big dogs. They're small, you know, 8 pounds and 10 pounds. But their fight is pretty darn good when they see people or dogs. So my one dog likes to bark at every dog and pull as hard as she can. The other dog, the puppy, loves people so much that she just wants to go say hi, so she pulls as hard as she can. And every ounce of that is usually across my body, so I'm trying to pull back and not trip while I'm hurting. So fast forward, this is where I'm at. I'm thinking of this stuff. And as I'm doing this last few days, up and down and up and down and up and down on how I feel. And like yesterday, I went back out after a really bad day the day before that walk. And I was able to do the big hills over here. And I did over 2.5 miles. It just, there's no rhyme or reason. So what I wanted to hit on today, which I think is really important, is the word normal. One, normal is highly overrated. I know when people ask, is it normal to feel this way? Is it normal for my residual limb to look this way? Is it normal to have this kind of whatever? Is it normal to take this long to heal or this long to fit a prosthetic? Yada, yada, yada. And all I can say is this. One, like I said, normal is highly overrated. Two, I know you're trying to find peace. When we ask, is it normal? We're looking, right, for validation that this is not going to be a bigger problem and I'm the only one going through this. And I can tell you with 100% certainty, there is not one person I have seen write anything on Facebook groups or Instagram posts or threads and tweets that are on the same path, doing the same thing, feeling the same way, and having the same normal responses, timelines, etc. when it comes to being an amputee. And just even like 5 days of walking now, not one day has been normal for me, quote unquote. There hasn't been 2 days back to back that are the exact same feel. Every day has been good day, kind of a good day, really, really bad day, a better day, really great day, a crappy day. I mean, I just cycle. And every time I go out, I go, what's today going to be? Probably why I don't just walk pavement, because with a prosthetic, you're walking pavement, right? It is the same pounding in the same location on nerve endings and a stump every single second. It's walk through pound, walk through pound. And if you're hitting a spot, there's no getting around it. The only way I see me getting around it is a horrible gait where I waddle and then I end up hurting my back. And that's not good either. So sometimes we have to pull back and slow down or stop what we're doing, shift gears, readjust, whatever. But I just want you to know that normal is not a thing, okay? Normal and wanting to be there are two very different things. Your every day that you wake up is a new normal in the amputee world. It is. It's just a new normal. And every day you face a new challenge. You have to maneuver through it. You have to think your way through it. And then you have to not think so much about it, if that makes sense. And so when you're going through this, you have to understand that if you listen to this podcast because you're just curious on what it's like to have an amputee life by virtually looking through my eyes, I will tell you that every single day, and even 100 times during the day, there's something abnormal about my walk, the way it feels, the way it fits, the way clothing fits. I got to tell you, I'm in jeans right now. Today's a ranch day. I think we're rescuing a couple horses today. So I'm waiting on a call. But my jeans, because of the thickness, and then there's a little tiny bit, there's probably about this much room between the groin, the bend in my, from my hip to my leg, and my top of my socket, about an inch. And if I don't get all my loose skin down inside my socket and I throw jeans on, I will get a pinch in there. And I'll tell you what, there's nothing with jeans that feels good no matter what I try. Soon as I put leggings on, shorts on, I can get rid of that feel. And sometimes nothing matters. Every moment is so different. So when it comes to things like asking people if something's normal, be very careful, one, where you put that question out to, because you're going to get people that will tell you that's not normal. You know, oh, that's not normal. And all of a sudden, what you're doing is, it's like you might as well Google search WebMD and put in your symptoms, because everybody's dying when you put in your symptoms on Google, right? So that's a horrible, horrible idea, because what you're doing is you're fishing for positive reinforcement that is normal. But what you will get is people scaring the crap out of you. So be careful with that. Talk to your prosthetist, talk to your doctor, talk to your general practitioner, talk to the surgeon that did whatever. But please be careful when people tell you that's not normal and you get freaked out by it, because what you have to deal with is going to be your journey and your journey only. I know a lot of women, so same sex, around the same age, with an above left leg amputation, and we are nothing alike on our journey. Absolutely nothing. Except that we're all trying so hard to have a positive mindset. But don't ever mistake positivity on social media or my podcast as the fact that everything's really easy and I've got everything all together. I do not. I get lonely. I can get in my own head and be a defeatist. I do go negative at times when things aren't going exactly the way I want. I mean, there are days where I just want to get out and do something really positive for myself. And if it hurts so much, it can really eat at my soul. So when I can't do the workout I want, I mean, gosh, when it's 120 here and I just want to get some exercise and I can't hike because it's too hot for me and the dogs and I can't walk, I want to get on a treadmill. I wish I could get on a treadmill for more than 5 minutes without hating it so much and hurting on a treadmill. And so I get frustrated just like everybody else. And we need to know that when we see people that are doing really well, that's not necessarily normal. They may have been completely fit and active right before an accident, and they jumped right back into it and they healed really well. And then you might have someone who has diabetes and has a struggle with healing, that is in wound care and doing revisions on their amputation for half a year to a year before they even can get fitted with a prosthetic. And even then, each prosthetist fits us differently, and we all have that journey as well. So, you know, when you're talking about the whole ideology of being normal, like I said, if you want to be normal, okay, you can. If you want to hide the fact that you're going through something that's huge, you can. But if you want to own it and own the fact that you are the only one that can experience what you're experiencing, handle pain the way you handle pain or not handle pain, you're the only one working with that fit, that feel, those nerve endings, that way your residual limb is healing, all those other things that go into it. And your background, where you came from prior to your amputation, how you got your amputation, and how you heal from your amputation, and your grit, your mental fortitude and toughness and character, that all goes into it. Not to mention your schedule. A lot of women I know are working. And so for them, they have to get up and about and do their thing, or they're working from home from a desk, so they don't get out and practice on their prosthetic as much as others. And so they take longer to get a rhythm. And when you say, is that normal that it's taking me 6 months to let go of, or a year to let go of a crutch, quote unquote crutch? It could be a cane, a walker, a crutch. Well, yeah, it just depends on what you're able to do. I had the luxury of having a husband who worked really hard for our family, and I was able to spend my first year focusing on succeeding. I didn't have anything else on my plate except goal setting, goal hitting, goal setting, goal hitting. And that helped me. But that is not what everybody's story is. So I really, really hope that this helps people. When people say something about, is it normal? Or, hey, if you're not an amputee and you see an amputee struggling, understand their journey is going to be very different than what you've seen or heard me go through. Give them some kudos for where they're at. Give them a break. You know, you might see someone. True story. Let me backtrack on this one. I go to the gym often. I have not since we got the puppy. My life is upside down right now. So I'm working on figuring out a schedule now that she's getting potty trained. But I go to the gym. It was in the fall. I would go to the gym 5 days a week. Same people would see me. And I shift. In the summer, I go later because the gym's inside and air conditioned. I see my horse earlier because it's so dang hot. In the winter, it doesn't matter. Fall or winter, it's cool enough. I can hit the horse. I just got back from the horse and it's midday. But I went to the gym once and I was hurting, but I was there and I was like, good job, I got here. And part of me just wanted to be able to like not wear my leg and curl up in a ball in bed and watch a movie. But I didn't. I put my leg on, I sucked it up like a big girl, and I got to the gym. It was not easy. And walking into the gym, once I walk into the gym, I know I will get where I need to get. But I had an older gentleman who decided that it was imperative for him to walk out to me and say, yeah, you're walking funny. Yeah, are you sure your prosthetic is fitting you right? Maybe they need to adjust it. And I'm thinking, this is a two-legged person now, mind you. I don't usually get upset with people. That upset me because he had no business questioning my prosthetic when even amputees that are new amputees struggle with understanding what a prosthetist needs to do. That takes like a couple years of experiencing what's good and bad. And instead of saying, are you okay? You look like you're hurting. It was like, it was a cut to my gait. And I take pride in my gait. I really work hard not to have the penguin waddle when I walk. But if I'm really, really hurting, I will get off my prosthetic quicker. And so that gives me a little bit of a waddle. And so he said that. And I was like, I mean, it was damaging. And I tried not to let that, but I'm a heart on the sleeve kind of girl. And that was like really, first it hurt because my pride was hurt. And second, it made me mad. Like, who are you to speak to me about this? And you have no idea. Did you ask me what kind of morning I had or what it took for me to come to the gym knowing it was hurting that bad and putting my rest of my body through more pain with lifting? And so, you know, it goes back to what my mom always said. If you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. If it's not helpful or constructive, then you probably, or if you don't have personal experience with it, you probably shouldn't put down or state negatives to someone who's really trying their hardest. So no, there is no normal. There is every day your new normal. And that goes for two-leggers. It goes for people that are just cruising through life with very little physical medical issues. We just all have our ups and our downs. And your mood, we all have mood swings. Lack of food makes me hangry. And so between having a prosthetic that doesn't fit, and if you like deny me food for a while, I'm a totally different person than the person you're seeing here. But just so you know, and just so you are understanding of the people around you, especially if you're not an amputee, but you approach amputees, that is cool. I love when people talk to me. I love telling my story. I hope it inspires others. Mine is based on faith. And if you ever see me, please ask me about it, because I love to tell the faith story and what happened to me prior to my amputation and after with horses, and what led me into a very horse-driven world that I had never been in before until about 3 years ago. So I hope this is a wonderful help to you. I hope it opens your eyes to believing in yourself. Know yourself. That is your normal is your normal. And it will change as an amputee. It will change hourly. It'll change daily, weekly. It's going to just keep changing. Even now that I have got my final socket on after 3 years of changes, 4 years of changes, I've had this socket for over a year now. That's the longest I've ever had a socket. I usually only have them for about 2 months, and there's differences in my limb. But I'm still struggling. It is the same. I can weigh myself every day and weigh between 1 and 2 pounds difference. That's very important with fitting in a socket. And I can put it on the same way I always do. And inevitably, 1 pound heavier and the way I put my socket on will change my whole day. And that will also change my whole mental game for that day. And so gaining mental toughness takes time. It's building character. It is learning through experience, not being told that's normal. You'll deal with it. How do you deal with it? The only way you deal with things you're going through is by going through them time and time again till you finally get it. It's kind of like learning how to do a layup in basketball. You can have someone tell you, okay, you're going to dribble the ball 4 or 5 times. You're going to lift your right leg with your right arm with the ball in that and swing it up and that's your layup. But that doesn't make you like good at it because someone just told you what it is. You have to go through it. You have to practice it. Well, guess what? You have to practice getting yourself out of slumps. You have to practice getting over mental hard knocks and the physical pains. That takes practice to build up the fortitude to get through it. So don't be normal. Be you. That's why I called this adaptive warrior, because this is about being yourself, being who you were meant to be, who you were born to be, and living to your expectations and nobody else's. And normal is highly overrated. And normal, there is no such thing. In my book, there is no such thing as normal. So you go out, you do the best you can. Now, I always have a call to action at the end of my podcast. And I say that, but I think last week I totally flaked on it. But my call to action would be to start being more introspective and taking mental notes about when you go through things as an amputee, but in general, and realize the times that you're like, well, is that normal? Stop yourself. And tell yourself, well, wait, I've been through this before, but it's not every day. So it's not really a normal occurrence. Like my pain walking isn't a normal occurrence. It isn't normal. And unless you have someone that's walking as hard as you are, weighing the same amount as you are, they're not going to feel the same things that you feel. Our nerves are done differently, even all the way to how the surgeon did my amputation and the fact that I had a plastic surgeon plug in and do TMR and plug in my nerve endings to my muscles. So I'm built differently. So I want you to just think about how many times you think to yourself, is this normal? Or, well, that's normal. And try to change the words you're using. All right, so this is today's, my new normal today. Or, okay, that doesn't normally happen. That's okay. Because I can handle that. I will get through it. You don't need to hear that it's normal to know you'll succeed. If that makes sense. People, I think, ask if something is normal so that they don't have to worry anymore. But I think there's a little bit of us that worries, and that helps to build that character to get through whatever trial you're going through. And so when you don't have a normal, it scares you. It scares me when it's not like my residual limb will get puffy and swollen at the very end some days. And I'm like, uh-oh. And it's scary because I'm like, I hope this isn't the start of something. But I'm not going to go out and say, does anybody else have this? Is this normal? Because guess what? There is nobody else like me. And I'd have to tell my entire story and every single detail down to the last little tiny thing for anybody to get my life, get my journey, get my story, and get why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling or whatever. So work on not using the word normal and work on, is this me? Have I seen this before? How did I get through it? Let's do it again. Because that's just what's going to happen. You're going to cycle through the trials and you're going to triumph. And then you're going to cycle another trial and you're going to triumph because you're going to be thinking to myself, okay, I can do this. I can do this. I don't care if anybody else is going through this because this is me. So work on that. That's your call to action this week. Work on staying away from the word normal and start embracing what your life is day to day and how you're going to triumph over it and win and succeed and find new challenges and goals to set. So I hope this was helpful, amputee or not. And I hope that you have a wonderful week. I'm going to tell you that next week I will not be on. I highly doubt I'll be on because we are actually heading out to ski one more time for spring skiing. So I'm going to take a week off to be with my family during spring break. But I hope you have a great couple weeks. But in the meantime, work on the whole don't be normal. Be you. And as I say, every time I get the end of my podcast, have a beautiful and blessed week. And as always, be healthy, be happy, be you.